That's 1-800-675-5904. Remember, it is risk-free, so make sure you call today. Let them know that you heard it on this radio station, and let us know how you're doing, please. 1-800-675-5904. That's 1-800-675-5904. And have a happy and healthy day. Thanks for joining us.
Bet and Skin.
Weekdays 9 to noon.
On 103.3 FM ESPN Radio. Serving Dallas-Fort Worth sports fans everywhere. 103.3 FM ESPN.
KESN-FM and KESN-HD1. Allen, Dallas-Fort Worth. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi. The few days of rest appeared to be a big help to LeBron James' injured elbow. James poured in 38 points, 21 in the first quarter. Cleveland raced out to a 21-point lead, easily beat Boston 124-95. Cavs own a 2-1 lead on coach Doc Rivers' Celtics.
Let's give Cleveland credit. I thought they came out, they attacked, they played with a sense of urgency. They moved the ball, they followed their game plan, and then they had a great player who was phenomenal in the first half and the first quarter. I thought LeBron completely set the tone of the game, and we didn't have anybody to respond to him.
The Suns got it done against the Spurs, 110-96, to go up 3-0. Goran Dragic scored 23 of his 26 in the final quarter. NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. Jonathan Toews, a trio of power play goals. He finished up with 5 points. Blackhawks defeated the Canucks 7-4. Hawks are up 3-1. Former Flyer Mark Recchi deflated the crowd in Game 4 in Philly when he scored the game-tying goal with 31 seconds in regulation. That sent the Bruins and Flyers to overtime.
Richards onside to the Boston line. Turns, hits the man coming late. Carl walked in and first. Gagne scores! Gagne is the hero! His first game back, and he deflects it in the goal mob. Pass to the rest.
Tim Saunders on WIP. Simone Gagné, back after missing 3 games with a broken toe, had the game winner in Philadelphia's 5-4 OT win. Flyers trail the series 3-1. Baseball American League. Yankees rolled over the Red Sox 10-3. Josh Beckett, 9 runs in 5 1/3 innings in the loss. Blue Jays 7, White Sox 4 in 12. Rays 4, A's 1. Tampa Bay's big league best 13-1 on the road. Angels routed the Mariners 8-0 to end their 7-game slide. National League, Phillies were all over the Braves 7-0. At 47 years, 170 days, Jamie Moyer is the oldest pitcher to toss a shutout. Cubs 14, Reds 7. 20-year-old Chicago rookie Starlin Castro hit a 3-run shot in his first major league at bat. He drove in 6 runs. Dodgers 6, Rockies 5. Andre Ethier 2-for-4, 2 RBI and a run scored. Rod Barajas walk-off blast in the bottom of the ninth. That lifted the Mets by the Giants 6-4. Golf Lee Westwood has the lead at the Players Championship.
SportsCenter on ESPN Radio and ESPNRadio.com. Mike and Mike, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m. with Mike Greenberg and Mike Golic.
He wasn't seriously hurt, thank goodness, but he was beat up. And that was a horrible thing. And subsequently, they found like a switchblade on the field, and it seemed to have fallen out of the pockets of one of those guys. So my point is, I think I am in favor. Now, I'm not telling you I know exactly what we should do, but I think I'm in favor of stepping up the steps that we take to keep people from running out onto the field. Because what I do not want to have is I do not want one morning to say good morning. We're Mike and Mike here on ESPN Radio. And our lead story today is the horrendous tragedy that took place on the field last night when some guy came out of the stands with really horrible intentions.
Let me ask you a question.
Go ahead.
If you told the two idiots, the father and son idiot tandem there, that if they run out on the field with the intent of what they're going to do, they were going to be tased, you think they would have done it anyway?
Probably.
Yeah.
Mike and Mike, weekdays 5 to 9 a.m., only on 103.3 FM ESPN. In your car, at the office, or even online. We don't care where you are. We're talking sports.
Eric Dampier has a contract that is worth $13 million that's non-guaranteed.
You take that contract, you're immediately in the discussion.
The window with Dirk is through next October. They have to cash in on the Dampier chip and come up with something big this summer.
When all is said and done, they probably won't be players in the great free agent stakes of 2010.
103.3 FM, ESPN.
Hello, everybody. Skin here from the Ben and Skin Show. Big sports weekend, and we're going to talk about it on the Ben and Skin Show on Monday. Did Phil catch Tiger for number one in the world? Plus, the Bobby Carpenter trade. Reading between the lines, there's a super cowboy positive there. We're going to talk about it on the Ben and Skin Show from 9 to noon, Monday, 103.3 FM, ESPN.
32 nations. 32. Only one champion. The 2010 FIFA World Cup coming this summer to 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio. And now, Inside Sports Medicine with your host, Dr. Tio Soriao. Orthopedic surgeon and sports medicine specialist and head team physician for the Dallas Mavericks. Live from Dallas, Texas, here's Dr. Tio Soriao.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Inside Sports Medicine. Dr. T.O. Soriao here, Clarence Carter, Brendan Smith. Gentlemen, welcome.
Good morning to you.
Good morning, sir.
And welcome to everyone listening already. The text is going crazy. 71755. Go ahead and text us your demographics, as we always do. If you are new to the show, and I know that we get new listeners every week, this is a sports medicine call-in show. Call in with your questions, 214-787-1033. Or you can text your questions as well, 71755. And I will do my best to answer or interpret the question. We're also going to talk about some relevant issues in the world of sports that have to do with sports medicine. It is it's stress fracture season. I'm going to tell you all about that a little bit later. Also, the common misconceptions that are just continuing about various injuries in the world of pro sports. And we've been doing this, 8 years, and we still have a long way to go in the form of education. I've said this before, and I'm going to say it again. I think we should be teaching health in every year of school. We know more about how our car runs than about how our body runs. We don't understand nutrition. We don't understand growth. Families ought to understand how their youngsters are growing. They need to know that there is something called the growth plate, and the way that we learn these things ought to be in school. You don't have to go to medical school to learn what I talk about. You don't. Some of these concepts are just not that hard. And I love doing this show. We're finishing up our 8th year. And the reason we are on the air is because I guess it's relevant and you guys like it. And, so far I still like doing it. So with that said, 214-787-1033, we're going to go to the phones early. We've been doing that for the last few months, and I think that it is it's a good way for me to get to all the calls. We get, Clarence fields the calls. We must get 30, 40, 50 calls that actually come through. I have no idea how many calls never get through. And I always feel guilty at the end of the show. I feel guilty that, wow, there's, five people holding and I just never got to them. And sometimes I'll get to the phone calls off the air. But as a general rule, I have this just terrible guilt about it. So it's if you can, and if you want to, if you got a question, let's call in early. Let's get the show rolling early. The tease for this week's show is the business of sports medicine. And man, that is a huge can of worms. After I recorded the tease last week, I felt, wow, did I really want to go there? Well, it's been running all week, so we are going to go there. The business of sports medicine. Now, this is something that kind of went under the radar last week. It might have been the week before last. But within sports medicine circles, it was a real hot topic. Certainly, it was a hot topic in our training room. We were talking about this among the Mavericks medical staff. Who is the Utah Jazz player that blew out his Achilles? Mehmet Okur. Yeah. He blew out his Achilles, and it came out the next day or 2 days later that just before that incident occurred, he got a cortisone injection in his Achilles. And there was an undertone of, wow, did this have anything to do with it? Did this not have anything to do with it? And I'm not sure that the media caught on to the implication. And as a result, it kind of flew a little bit under the radar. And the reason I bring this up now, I don't know what's going on with LeBron's elbow. I have not examined Mr. LeBron. I just wouldn't be surprised if he might have not received a cortisone shot in the last few days. I mean, if you saw how he participated yesterday, wow. I mean, his elbow was going great. So the reason that I want to talk about this now is because I think there are some just strong misconceptions about what a cortisone shot is and what it's not and what are the risks and whatever. And we've talked about this before on Inside Sports Medicine. A cortisone shot is nothing more than an anti-inflammatory, and you put it where you need it most. It's like crushing up an Advil, and gosh, back in the old days, oh, I'm really dating myself now. Clarence, you probably don't know this. If you had a sore tooth, grandma would take an aspirin and crush it up and shove it into your tooth. Does that ring a bell to anybody out there?
I actually had to do that about 2 months ago.
Good. I feel better now. Yeah. So it's something that we used to do way back when. Take an aspirin, which is an anti-inflammatory, crush it up and put it into that sore tooth. Well, that's what a cortisone shot is. It's taking an anti-inflammatory and putting it in where you need it the most. Now, if you put it in a joint, an elbow, a wrist, a knee, an ankle, typically, there's not a huge, huge risk that goes along with that. But if you put it in a tendon, yeah, it does weaken the tendon. And there has been reports of tendon ruptures as a result. So, you know, with that said, I think the Mehmet Okur thing is a far, far bigger story than the LeBron elbow thing. Phones are already going crazy. The text is already going crazy. And just like I promised, we're going to go to the phones early. So let's go to Ray from Carrollton. Hey, good morning, Ray. How are you? Ray?
In Carrollton. Sorry about that, guys. How are you, sir?
Nah, I'm great. What you got today?
Long-time listener, first-time caller, man. You guys have an excellent show. I listen in all the time. I'll tell you, you provide a great service for guys especially like me, man. I'm a small business owner. And I don't have the fabulous insurance, and I can't afford to go to the doctor and get all these preliminary tests and all these things. And you guys answer a lot of questions for me. So for that, I have to applaud you. Thank you very much from the small business owners.
I appreciate it. I get chills when I hear something like that because, you know, we never really get too much feedback. So I'm glad this helps. Like I said earlier, if you heard the very first minute of the show,
yes,
we need to be teaching this stuff in grade school.
I mean,
I'm not telling you anything that you need to go to medical school for. We need to be teaching this stuff in grade school. So
I couldn't agree with you more, 100%.
So what you got? What's going on?
Well, I wanted to make you feel guilty. I'm one of those guys you always leave on hold that you never seem to get back to. Anyway, I just wanted to ask you, I've been having some problems. I hurt my shoulder a couple weeks ago at work, kind of just a little bit of a strain and whatnot, and it just won't stop. It's been inflamed a little bit. It just keeps aggravating me. And now, just to give you a quick background, I played softball 16 years. I played Little League for, like, you know, 8 years before that. I played football for years, basketball for years. So I'm, you know, very athletic. And my right shoulder now, when I rotated it, like, in a circular motion, I've almost got, like, a grinding that I can feel.
Yep.
And I'm here to tell you it hurts like the dickens.
And I'm assuming you're right-handed.
That is correct.
Yeah, yeah. And you were a thrower throughout all these years.
That is. I played third base, and I was a pitcher in Little League and so forth, yes. And then right now I do home remodeling, so constantly swinging a hammer, carrying saws, lumber over the shoulder, all of that stuff. So, yeah, I don't baby it at all, that's for sure.
So how long ago did you strain it?
I'd say it's probably been about 2.5-3 weeks.
Yeah. Well, at this point, I'm not too alarmed. 2.5-3 weeks does not bother me too much. There are some red flags. If you were a thrower and, you know, you've done a lot of repetitive motion, tennis players get this as well, you always have to worry about the rotator cuff.
Correct.
Because as we get older, the rotator cuff, I guess, gets a little bit more fragile. And it is one of those structures that typically does not heal. And the reason it does not heal is because it has a relatively poor blood supply. So if you were a thrower and you strained your shoulder, you know, the little light bulb in the back of my head is kind of flashing rotator cuff, rotator cuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
If you start to have problems with sleeping, meaning it wakes you up at night or you can't roll over.
We're already there, buddy. I slept about 2 hours last night.
Well,
we're already there.
Well, you're not going to like what I have to say. You got to get this checked out. Crappy insurance or no crappy insurance, you got to get this checked out because is most likely what it's going to turn out to be.
Okay. That's kind of what I figured. Yeah. But again, you're the expert.
Well,
like I said, you offer tons of great advice. And I mean, again, harp on it, but I just want to tell you, thank you very much from the small business owner. Guys like me really appreciate you giving me a lot of insight, and you helped to educate me. So for that, I applaud you, and thank you. You guys do a great job, and do not change a thing.
Thank you very much, and tell your friends because we need more new listeners.
I'll tell them all.
All right, Ray. See you later.
Thank you. Bye.
That's the kind of call that keeps me doing this on Saturdays. I mean, I love doing this show because I really do think we provide a service. What do you think, Clarence?
I think Dr. Soriel is touching people's lives every Saturday morning from 8 to 10 on 103.3 FM ESPN.
You think we should use this as a promo from here on out?
I think you should just, every week, instead of us playing a taped promo, I think you should just call in and just do one. In mid-surgery, though.
I started the show earlier by saying that this is stress fracture season, and I saw a patient last week with a stress fracture of the tibia. And the reason it's a stress fracture season is because the weather's getting nice. People are starting to run. And I'll tell you more about that in the next segment. But when he was there at the end of the visit, and he did not list, or at least I don't remember how he listed how he got to me. I think it was from a friend of a friend of a friend. But at the end, he said, I listened to your show, and I want you to know that a lot of us who run on Saturday morning put in our headsets, and we're running listening to Inside Sports Medicine. Now, we can't call because they're out there running 10, 15 miles or what have you. But he says there's a whole group of us that as we're running. Now, I couldn't do it if I was a runner. I need to listen to some music or something that has some energy in it. But I was flattered by that, and we'll talk about the stress fractures in the next segment. Rob from Plano is holding. Do we have time to go to Rob? No. All right, Rob, hang on. When we come back, you'll be the first caller. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older. that you can't do certain things anymore? Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit txsportsmed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM, ESPN.
If you lived in your house more than 7 years, you may need a new roof. Call Decca Roofing today at 877-6-FIX-IT-NOW or check out their website at DeccaRoofing.com. That's D-E-K-A Roofing.com.
Don't miss the first-time offer, dockable lakefront opportunity from Texas Land and Lakes. To bring something new to today's real estate market, you have to either be crazy or have something so completely special, so completely beautiful, and above all, price competitive that it can defy all other lakefront offers. Introducing South Point on Richland Chambers Lake, DFW's newest dockable lakefront community on Texas's third-largest lake just a short hour away. This beautiful, elevated, and rolling property offers enhanced and amazing lake views, and this might be a first. Half of all home sites are deep dockable lakefront, and the other half are perched on hilltops with astounding lake views. First-time offer dockable lakefronts and beautiful lake access home sites from just $29,900. Be first, be early. See why we dare to challenge today's market. One day only, Saturday, May 22nd, dockable lakefront and lake access from only $29,900. Call for an early appointment, 888-303-LAKE. That's 888-303-LAKE, or on the web, 888-303-LAKE.com.
103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
ESPNDallas.com.
You gotta get down to Hooters. Have a drink, catch the game, get yourself some awesome wings. It's a place to do your thing. You gotta get down to Hooters. Here she comes, a girl next door, hanging with good friends and more. Come on, what you waiting for? You gotta get down to Hooters. So get on up and get.
Hey, thinking about grabbing something to eat? Which sounds better to you? This?
Welcome to McWendy's Burger Bell. Would you like fries with that?
Or this?
Hi, welcome to Hooters.
Yeah, thought so. And now with Hooters More Than a Mouthful Mondays, you can enjoy Hooters More Than a Mouthful Cheeseburger Platter with pickle and fries for just $5.99 every Monday at Hooters. So say goodbye to McWendy's Burger Bell.
Would you like fries with that?
And hello to Hooters More Than a Mouthful Monday.
See you at Hooters.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com SportsCenter desk.
Good morning. I'm Brendan Smith. This SportsCenter is brought to you by South Point. Last night was billed as a marquee pitching duel as CJ Wilson took the mound for the Rangers against the Royals and Zach Greinke. Vlad Guerrero got things going with his sixth home run of the season, and the Rangers took a 4-1 lead into the ninth inning where CJ was still on the mound. The chance of CJ rained down from the crowd, and Wilson struck out Jason Kendall to end the ballgame and give CJ the complete game win. Here is Wilson on his gym.
Once I got to the sixth inning, I knew I had a low pitch count. I was pretty determined to finish it off. And once I got into the eighth, I would just clicked into another gear and just went into like closer mode. And that's what I was telling myself, just to close it out.
The Rangers are now 16-14 with a one-game lead on Oakland in the West. Game 3 of the four-game series is tonight at 7:05. To football, a pair of physicals appear to be the only thing standing between the Cowboys trading Bobby Carpenter to St. Louis for offensive lineman Alex Barron. Physicals are scheduled for Sunday. Both players have failed to live up to their potentials. They were both drafted in the first round. Barron was a starter in St. Louis. He will become a backup in Dallas. To basketball, the Suns took a commanding 3-0 lead over the Spurs after falling behind early. Goran Dragic is the hero with 26 points, 23 of those coming in the fourth quarter to put the Spurs on the ropes. LeBron and the Cavs, the other game in the NBA last night, they destroyed the Celtics in Boston 124-95. Cleveland leads that series 2-1. And former Baylor men's basketball coach Dave Bliss has been hired at a college prep school, Allen Academy, as the Dean of Students, Athletic Director, and Head Basketball Coach. I'm Brendan Smith, ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com, taking DFW sports coverage to the next level.
Don't break the bank. For a limited time, get something for practically paying nothing at your closest North Texas Honda dealer, ntxhonda.com.
Sports Center, every 20 minutes on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriel's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriel.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine, presented by Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery in Plano. Dr. T.O. Soriel here. Good work on the music, Clarence.
What can I say? I stole Frito's iPod.
Relevant.
You know, Frito is a 17-year-old girl stuck in a grown man's body.
I don't know him very well, which actually is something that
It's probably a good thing. No, Mark's a great guy.
I was going to say this last week, but then I never got around to it. It has absolutely nothing to do with sports medicine, but it has to do with the world of sports. You know, you really don't know the guys. You don't know Tiger Woods. You know, you just know what you see on TV.
I know enough about him to know what he likes to do in his free time.
What is that, Clarence?
Don't go there.
You know, we were talking about health classes in high school. I think Tiger could be a professor of health class. Let's just say that. Beyond the birds and the bees. It's more like the Yellow Jackets and the Eagles or something. I mean, he's an advanced.
I don't know where you're going here, but let's not go there. Bottom line is, I don't know Frito, but I like his music. So I think that's good. But I was going to say, you know, we don't really know these stars. We just know what they...
Are you likening Mark Big Wizard Frito Friedman to a celebrity? Was that a natural segue there?
Yeah,
okay, anyway, yeah, I'm not trying to... You're right, we don't know the celebrities. We don't know the stars.
You don't know Ben Roethlisberger. You don't know what he's like, you know? And conversely...
Kinda.
Don't we
kind of know what Lawrence Taylor is like?
But you didn't know before.
Yeah, you're right. I didn't know before the second time he got busted for China White. You're right. Up until then, I didn't know.
So I shouldn't have even gone there. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, believe it or not. 214-787-1033, 717-55 on the text. We got a question just a second ago about what is my opinion of Skechers shape-up shoes. I don't know about the brand in particular, but I'm okay with the concept. In order for you to walk, there's a large group of muscles that have to all work in harmony so that you don't fall every time you take a step. And these types of shoes, actually the very first ones that I remember seeing were MBTs, I think was the brand name. Remember they brought us samples here about 2 or 3 years ago?
Yes, I do. But you had a pair.
I do.
Are you still wearing them every now and again?
You know, my son took them and he wears them all the time.
Oh, okay.
The concept is you're a little bit off balance. So as a result, every time you take a step, your muscles have to fire to keep you in balance. The problem is they're not very stable shoes. So you have to be very careful so that you don't roll your ankle. And you cannot wear shoes like that on an unstable surface like cobblestone streets or
the shape-up shoes you can't wear.
Look, if you're walking around the mall, I think they're great. But if you're, you know, tripsing around the backyard, I think they're not as stable as they ought to be.
Let me ask you this: what if you are working out, like in the gym?
Yeah.
That's a good.
I think it's fine. There, it's a closed environment. I think that's fine. So to answer the question, what is my opinion? I like them.
Would you wear a pair?
I do. If my son didn't take my MBTs, I'd be wearing them all the time.
See, I think the shape ups. First of all, I have a problem with men wearing Skechers. It just seems wrong. It does. Uh-huh. I mean, I just can't really get past it. And then secondly, and I think that was nice of Joe Montana to endorse them, or nice for Skechers to cut that fat check for him to endorse that product. But it's just, I think that's going to be a hard sell to get adult men in Skechers, which, by the way, my daughter has 3 pair, which is exactly why I have a hard time purchasing them.
Well,
these, or even considering making the purchase.
You have to understand who they're selling to. And it was not an accident that they got Joe Montana. They're selling to the 50-something. And I don't think that the 50-something, like me, have any issue wearing those kind of shoes outdoors. I don't have.
Well, you wear like long black church socks and khaki shorts, though, don't you? With like open toe sandal shoes.
No, I like to think I'm.
You don't wear those.
I like to think that I'm cooler than that. All right, let's go to the phones. Are going crazy. 214-787-1033. Rob in Plano. Hey, Rob, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good.
What you got for us today?
Sort of like the first caller, you know, I've been listening for a long time, first time calling in.
Thank you.
And I guess the main reason is because I haven't been real active here lately, but in the last 4 months, I have started working out again. And just in the last week, I started doing the P90X workout.
Right.
And previously, when I was lifting weights, I got a pain in my shoulder. It was sort of like a constant pain, halfway between constant and sharp, just in my shoulder, not like a rotator cuff type deal. And it actually went away. It only came, you know, when I was lifting weights, and then at night it would hurt all through the night, and then in the morning, then once I'm up moving around, it would stop. And it went away, so since I've been doing P90X, it actually came back again, but it came in my left shoulder. And I've actually been thinking about going to get it checked out, but like this morning I've been up maybe a couple of hours, and it's been hurting since then, and it just stopped now.
You know, you raise a very good question, and I'm sure that there are several hundred people with a similar question, and that is, when do you draw the line and say, all right, I need to get this checked out? Because a lot of times some of these tendonitis, bursitis, inflammatory things, as you wake up and move around and warm up and the blood flow increases, the symptoms go away. You know, patellar tendonitis, which is runner's knee, relatively classic, that after you get started and start, you know, your first quarter mile, it doesn't hurt so much anymore, and then it starts to hurt again that night afterwards. So the debate is, at what point do you start to get worried? Well, I always draw a line with night pain. If it's something that bothers you at night and you cannot get a good night's sleep, then you need to get it checked out. That's always a good reference. That's a good rule of thumb. And then the second rule of thumb is if it affects your lifestyle. You know, if you say, you know what, I'm not going to go work out today because my shoulder's sore. Nope, that you need to get checked out.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
That does. Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. It may very well be a tendonitis, bursitis picture that you're painting. Obviously, I can't tell on the radio, but it may very well be something like that. But if it is affecting your sleep and it's affecting your workouts, get it checked out. Now, one last thing before we leave shoulders for now. I don't think the shoulder was made to lift overhead. So the old days when we used to do military press, you probably ought to quit doing that. It's okay to pull weight down. It's not okay to push weight up. So if you're doing military press kind of work, quit doing it.
Excellent.
All right. Thanks,
Good
Rob.
Information. Appreciate you.
All right. Keep listening, man. Tell your friends.
Sure.
Earlier this week, Clarence sent me an email, and it was a link to some website where they were encouraging lunges. And he knows that for as long as we've been working together here, I don't think that lunges are very healthy for your knees. So I've always discouraged people from doing lunges. And this is along the same lines. I don't like doing military press for the shoulder because the mechanics, the way that it's built, it's not built to do that. And while military press may be a very effective way of building your deltoids and all the muscles around the shoulder, it takes its toll on the rotator cuff. The same thing with lunges. While lunges are a very effective way of building and sculpting your quads, it takes its toll on the patellofemoral joint. And if you do enough lunges, and I'm going to promise you this, if you do enough lunges, you will develop knee pain. It's that simple. Whether it's at the tip of the patella or whether it's under the patella or whether it's the quads or whether it's the tibial tubercle right in the very front, if you do enough lunges, you may have the greatest looking quads on the planet, but your knee's going to be sore. So the point that I was trying to make to Clarence, and I didn't do this on the email because it would have taken me four pages, while they are very effective to do one thing, they actually harm another thing. Do we have time for more calls? All right. Let's go to Pam. Hey, Pam, good morning. You're on Inside Sports Medicine. Pam? Hello. Hey, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you this morning?
I am very well. What you got for us today?
Well, my son is a college soccer player. He just finished his freshman year and had pain in his hip. We saw an orthopedic surgeon, and he's advised him that he needs to have surgery on his hip labrum.
That's a big jump.
I know. And his son, now he's heartbroken, and told him that it's a 6-month recovery period, but that he can go ahead and play through the pain if he wants to delay the surgery until December. And I just wanted to ask you if there was any risk in his playing with that sort of an injury.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give you a broad stroke answer.
Okay.
A hip labrum injury is a relatively new topic in the world of sports medicine. I am sure that the cavemen were tearing their hip labrums. We just didn't know it.
Right.
So this is an injury that's been around for a long time, but it is now becoming a little bit more fashionable to diagnose it and treat it. Where I'm going with this is that there may be hundreds of thousands of athletes that have labral damage that don't need anything done to it.
Interesting. Okay.
And the way that I treat labral injuries in my practice is this is a diagnosis of exclusion, meaning that soccer players get sports hernias. That's very common. Soccer mm-hmm. players get stress fractures around the pelvis. Soccer players get bursitis. So there's a whole bunch of things that soccer players get that are far more common than labral injuries.
Okay.
And if I've excluded all of these things as causes and the athlete still has anterior hip pain with clicking and what have you, and it interferes with his or her activity, I mean, man, you really got to talk me into a hip scope. You really do.
Interesting. Okay.
So,
well, he says he's handling it fine. And, you know, he stopped working out when he was told he was injured.
Yeah, I'm sorry, we got to run to break, but I wanted to mention this before we lift the topic.
Sorry.
The diagnosis is you've got to get an MRI with dye in it. So they actually have to stick a needle in his hip, put some dye in there.
Right.
And that's how you get the diagnosis. Now, there could be a small labral tear, like 1 or 2 millimeters, or there could be like a huge labral tear. And, you know, again, I am very cautious when it comes to proceeding with this.
Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Take care.
All right. Good luck with it. You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine, presented by Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery and Texas Back Institute, as well as Texas Sports Medicine. I'm Dr. T.O. Soriel on 103.3 FM ESPN Radio.
Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery is a unique hospital providing surgical and imaging services in a first-class environment. Located in Plano, board-certified physicians on the medical staff offer some of the most advanced treatment options today, including minimally invasive procedures for the back and spine. In addition, other surgical specialties represented include orthopedics, ear, nose, and throat, gynecology, urology, and general surgery. Pain management and diagnostic imaging procedures are also performed in a warm and friendly setting. Texas Health Center for Diagnostics and Surgery. First-class service with unsurpassed care. Call 972-403-2700. That's 972-403-2700 for more information. Or visit our website at www.thcds.com.
That pain in your back is telling you something. Maybe it's telling you you're getting older, that you can't do certain things anymore. Or is it simply telling you it really hurts? It could be telling you to make a change, treat it better, or take care of it now, not later. It could be telling you a lot of things, but to find out exactly what it's saying, call the professionals at Texas Back Institute. Texas Back Institute is the largest freestanding spine specialty clinic in the United States. They have world-renowned surgeons and conservative care specialists, state-of-the-art diagnostic and treatment services, and customized patient care that encourage non-surgical alternatives. So don't let debilitating back and neck pain stop you. Call 1-800-247-BACK. That's 1-800-247-2225. Or visit TexasBack.com and let us help you get your life and your back back. Texas Back Institute. Technology with a healing touch.
There are a lot of great reasons to come to Lone Star Park this Saturday for the Grade 3 $200,000 Lone Star Derby.
Come to watch. Come to wager. Come to win.
Come have a fun-filled day with family and friends this Saturday as we host the Grade 3 $200,000 Lone Star Derby, one of the richest races this season. Enjoy live music on our Courtyard of Champions stage from noon to 4 and taste chili from the top teams in our chili cook-off competition. Plus, kids will enjoy our family fun park with bounce houses, pony rides, a petting zoo, and more.
Come take advantage of the best entertainment value in the Metroplex.
Entertaining is right with an action-packed day of live thoroughbred racing featuring the Grade 3 $200,000 Lone Star Derby. Grandstand gates open at 11:30 and the first live race starts at 1:35. Admission is just $5 and general parking is free.
Come for the action. Come for the excitement. Come for the fun.
Come for it all on Lone Star Derby Day this Saturday at Lone Star Park.
The horses are ready. Are you?
Nothing says summer like the crack of the bat as Mike Madonna rounds the bases with a roar of the crowd as DeMarcus Ware tries to steal home. Hold on. Is this right? Jason Kidd doesn't play baseball. Hey, it's the 9th annual Reebok Heroes Celebrity Baseball Game, Saturday, June 26th at the Dr. Pepper Ballpark in Frisco, featuring Drew Pearson, Brendan Morrow, Warren Sapp, and more. Get your tickets today at Ticketmaster, starting at just $5. Hear it all on 103.3 FM ESPN and 1540 ESPN Deportes.
Have you noticed your neighbors getting a new roof? Hey, it's Frito here, and if your roof is more than 7 years old, there's a good chance your roof is damaged and needs to be replaced. Call Decker Roofing today for a free, no-obligation roof inspection. One of their insurance specialists will come out and inspect your roof and go over the options with you before you file a claim. They'll even assist you in the process of filing a claim, and most claims can be filed within 3 minutes over the telephone, and then Decker Roofing will take over the claim and fight for you to make sure you receive a fair settlement from your insurance carrier. Many people think that insurance companies will automatically raise their rates for filing a claim, and this is just not true. Insurance companies cannot raise your rates for claims resulting from a weather-related incident. Give my buddy Andrew at Decker Roofing a call today for a free inspection and tell them Frito sent you. And if you call Decker Roofing and you contract for a new roof, you will be entered into a drawing for a free Caribbean vacation for two. Plus, everyone who gets a new roof will receive up to a $250 American Express gift card. But you got to hurry. The drawing closes May 10th. 877-6-FIX-IT-NOW or check out their website at DECA. That's D-E-K-A. Roofing.com.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine.
Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group with offices in Dallas, Las Colinas, and Frisco. Visit TXSportsMed.com for more information about the practice and our doctors.
And tune in to Dr. Soriel on Inside Sports Medicine, Saturdays, 8 to 10 a.m., right here on 103.3 FM ESPN.
Now, a SportsCenter update live from the North Texas Honda Dealers.com SportsCenter desk.
Good morning, I'm Brendan Smith. This update is brought to you by Decca Roofing. The Rangers flew through their game last night with the Royals in 2 hours and 9 minutes. C.J. Wilson tossed a gem against reigning Cy Young winner Zach Greinke. Wilson went the full 9 innings, giving up just 1 run on 5 hits for his 3rd win of the season. David Murphy loved seeing his pitcher dominant on the mound.
It was huge for a lot of reasons. One, he was going against, you know, the reigning Cy Young winner, so obviously he had to bring his best stuff tonight. But two, you know, our bullpen's been used a lot in the last few days, so it's great that he could give the bullpen a night off.
Vlad Guerrero added his 6th home run of the season. He also picked up his 24th and 25th RBIs of the season as well. Game 3 of the series is tonight at 7:05, Rich Harden against Gil Mesh. Outfielder Nelson Cruz has been on the disabled list since April 27th with a strained right hamstring. Things appear to be on track for Cruz to return to the field next week. It appears the Cowboys will have a new offensive lineman as early as Monday. The Cowboys and Rams have all but closed in on a deal that would send Bobby Carpenter to St. Louis for Alex Barron. Barron was drafted in the first round in 2005. He led the league with 5 holding penalties last season. Cowboys quarterback Tony Romo is set for pre-qualifying for the Byron Nelson. Romo will tee off on Tuesday in McKinney and hopes to make the qualifying round, which is May 17th. The top 4 golfers there will advance to the Byron Nelson, which begins on May 20th. To basketball, the first half appeared to go the Spurs' way. It appeared they were going to take that game 3, make it a 2-1 series, but much to the delight of bitter Mavs fans, Goran Dragic went off for 23 points in the fourth quarter to beat the Spurs 110-96. LeBron and the Cavs take out the Celtics 124-95. Cleveland leads that series 2-1. I'm Brendan Smith, ESPN Radio and ESPNDallas.com, taking DFW sports coverage to the next level.
Don't break the bank. For a limited time, get something for practically paying nothing at your closest North Texas Honda dealer, ntxhonda.com.
Sports Center, every 20 minutes on 103.3 FM ESPN.
All over the world. I could be chasing, but my time would be wasted.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriel here. Clarence Carter, Brendan Smith. (214) 787-1033. 717-55 is the text. Taking your calls, taking your text questions. Also, your demographics. I got a big kick out of that. A few characters, your age, what you do, where you're listening. Also, questions on the text, 717-55. I always forget to mention that you can get me on the internet as well. Just Google Texas Sports Medicine. Go to the Texas Sports Medicine website. That's my day job. And there is an Ask Doc section. And those emails come right to me, and I will do my best to answer. Try to keep them short. You know, I get these really lengthy emails sometimes, you know, 3, 4, 5 pages long. And then at the very bottom, you know, the question is, well, do you think I need to get it checked out? Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Has there ever been a time when somebody said, do you think I need to get it checked out? And you're like, no, you're fine.
Yeah. So
I mean, don't you always in the
I do.
3 or 4 years that we've been working together, don't you always say, you need to go get it checked out.
Right. And you know what? I love the fact that you brought that up, because if – how many calls have we answered over the last 8 years? 3,000, 5,000 calls?
Countless.
I always say that because it's not a legal thing. No. If it's bothering you enough to call me, then it should be bothering you enough to go get it checked out. Now, I will tell you why you need to get it checked out, and I will tell you who you ought to go to get it checked out. So those are the things that – are maybe a little bit different. So don't, you know, there are a lot of times that people call or people come to the office and they just don't, they need direction. They just need to know who do I go to for this particular kind of problem? So yeah, you're right. I almost always say go get it checked out, but I'll elaborate. I will tell you why and what kind of questions you need to ask. I thought that last phone call before we went on break about the hip labrum tear,
just a great phone call. Probably so far the best topic of the day, because it is, in the world of sports medicine, a relatively trendy topic. Everybody that has hip pain now has got a labrum tear. And, you know, a few years ago, we never heard of it. Never talked about it. In the hip joint, which is a ball and socket joint, there is a lip of cartilage that surrounds the socket. And that lip of cartilage is called labrum, which I think is the Latin word. And you have a labrum in the shoulder as well. You know, we've known about labral tears in the shoulder for a long time.
I just want to say, I'm glad you said that real quick, and I want you to finish explaining it, because when I took that call off the air and she said labrum tear, I was thinking shoulder. And I thought, and right. When you said hip, I was like, man, I was way off.
Nope, there's a labrum. Okay,
I did not know that. I'm smarter today.
Well, the word labrum is, it just means lip. So anywhere you've got, I guess it means lip, I think.
So I have labrums on my face.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, in the knee, there is a structure similar to that, although we call it a meniscus. You got a medial and lateral meniscus, but, you know, structurally, it's basically the same kind of thing. So anyway, it was good to talk about that subject, simply because it is something that is relatively new in the sports medicine world. And now I know this is going to be controversial. Clarence, should I go controversial?
I always root for controversy.
The topic or the tease for this week's show was the business aspect of sports medicine. And where I meant to go with the business aspect of sports medicine last week when we recorded the tease was the fact that there are many factors that go into making a decision as to have surgery or not, and some of the factors are business related. Now, I was thinking more along the lines of a pro athlete. He may or may not have surgery, but he has to factor in that he has a contract, and he has to factor in that the contract has incentive clauses, and if he plays so many games, then he gets an extra, you know, $1 million. Who is the player for Nate Robinson?
I would be livid.
I know.
If I was Nate Robinson. And there, you know, okay, well, that's a side. We'll get on.
The point is that there are some contractual language. There is contractual language that, you know, if you play X number of games, then you get a bonus at the end of the year, and you may not want to have surgery or because of that. So that I was going to go with the business aspect of sports medicine, looking at it from that perspective. But this labrum thing with the hip, oh gosh, I know it's controversial. Is there some, you know, weird music we can play in the background? I think that there are certain surgeons or physicians or what have you that are looking for something wrong so that they can operate on it. I am old school, and I have a healthy respect for surgery because I see the things that can go wrong. Now, obviously, you know, if it's something that needs to be done and we have exhausted all non-surgical efforts, well, then it is what it is. If you tear your ACL, you're going to need an ACL reconstruction if you want to stay active athletically. But I still have a healthy respect for surgery. There are some that don't. And part of that is business. Part of that is, you know what? If I tell you that you've got a hip labrum tear and we're going to rehab you and live with it, well, then you make only X number of dollars. If I tell you that you've got a hip labrum tear and it needs surgery, well, then I make 10 times X number of dollars. And now, I'm not saying that we're all like that. This is a controversial part. But what I'm seeing now is people in the medical world are more inclined to do surgery than they were 10, 15 years ago. And this is driven primarily by the economics of healthcare. And that is not good. I'm probably by the end of this year not going to take insurance at all because I don't want to be driven by that. And it is what it is. You know, your insurance company, that's between you and them to settle up how you want to get reimbursed. But there's going to be a lot of docs There already is a lot of docs that don't take insurance. Just because that is just one extra added pressure that we don't necessarily want to deal with. I get very uncomfortable when we talk about this. I get very uncomfortable. But people,
are you uncomfortable with the truth? Is that what it is?
No, but
I know you're not. I'm just saying, but let's just be real.
Yeah.
I mean, you're giving people the truth about what some might think or suspect, or you know, the conspiracy theorists out there, but the truth of the matter is if you go into a doctor's office and you need a knee replacement, but right. The insurance won't cover it, the doctor may say, you know, we'll just give you a scope. Yeah. Well, but I don't need that. I need you to go in.
I want the truth!
What I'm seeing is more of that now than I have 10 years ago, 15 years ago. That's what I'm seeing. And I've always encouraged you guys listening to me to get second opinions, get third opinions, get more comfortable with your disease process so that you can ask the right questions and then make the best decision possible. And I'm not saying all doctors are like this. Oh, goodness gracious. No, I'm not. But I'm seeing a new generation that is very aggressive going down the surgical path. All right, having said that, let's go back to the phones. Get me back on track. 214-787-1033 or 717-55 on the text. Hey, Jerry, you're on. What's up?
Hey, I think I got tennis in the elbows. I've had it probably for 15 years or so, and it seems to be getting worse and worse. It's like when you make a fist and you got to let go, it hurts real bad. Or when I got my fingers open and putting pressure on my fingers, it just hurts like crazy.
If you got to shake hands or pick up a heavy coffee mug or something like that?
Yeah. Just hurts like crazy. And I didn't know what I could do about it, if anything.
Well, you know, the fact that you've had it 15 years is a little bit troubling because sometimes it's harder to get rid of when you get to that point. But I don't know what you've had done up to now. I mean, are we sure about the diagnosis?
No, just my guessing's what it is.
Uh-huh.
When I first got it was I used to deliver groceries, and I pulled up heavy dollies up steps and pulled on it 400 or 500 pounds, and it got where it just hurt. Not on the big part of my elbow, but more on the side where the one bone is that goes up towards my shoulder.
Yeah, it's hard to do this on the radio. It's hard for me, so I'm sure it's hard for you as well. There is in the early stages of elbow tendonitis, and it could be on the medial side, the pinky side, or it could be on the thumb side.
Right.
In the early days, it is just inflammation. And a lot of times, you know, some over-the-counter stuff, ice, maybe even a little strap or a brace will do a good job of getting rid of it. But in the late stages, sometimes that tendonitis progresses into a partial tear. And no matter what you do, it does not get better. So,
and I have it in both elbows.
Yeah.
So,
goodness. You're not going to like this, but you need to get it checked out to make sure the diagnosis is correct. I think this may be more than just tendonitis.
Okay.
I think this may be a tear of some sort.
Okay. And touching it would be like a bruise?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. But if I don't sit on the bone and it's just like a good injury, it's real sore and tender all the time.
It's obviously affecting your life, which is why you called in. So.
Right. I changed jobs because of it, and
it never
got any better. It never got any better, but it wasn't getting any worse. And probably the last 3 years, it's really gotten worse. Where, I mean, just holding things in my hand, I'd rather drink or getting a hammer, holding a hammer in my hand, trying to use it. I just almost can't do it.
So. If you want to text or email me, I'll give you kind of direction as to where to go to get it checked out.
Okay,
thanks,
I appreciate
Jerry.
It.
All right,
thank you.
You're listening to Inside Sports Medicine. We're wrapping up the first hour. We'll be back to take more of your calls. 214-787-1033. And, goodness, the text is going crazy about the business aspect of sports. I knew it was going to be controversial. I knew it was, but I don't think I'm telling you anything you didn't already know. This is Dr. T.O. Soriel on 103.3 FM, ESPN Radio.
Galloway & Company, weekdays 3 to 7. Talking sports when you need it most.
If MLB takes over the Rangers, my first thought, great idea. The second thought is, okay, the lenders are probably going to sue. Now you're going to have a long-going, ongoing court battle. MLB will be running the Rangers. We already know in the Matt Perk case that MLB is not going to be giving the Rangers any more money than they have to. So that's not going to solve any problems, financial problems the Rangers now have as far as payroll or anything else is concerned, particularly if it drags on. I'm saying any way you can get Hicks totally removed, and Hicks should, after all this, if Hicks ends up a minority owner of this team, no matter how small, then, and that's the plan right now, he would remain a minority owner, then they should fold the franchise.
Your drive home from work is better with 103.3 FM ESPN.
ESPNDallas.com.
You gotta get down.